WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
25-year-old Trey Ellis describes his first novel, Platitudes, as an anti-first novel. He says it's more of a parody of a coming-of-age story than the real thing. In Platitudes, you won't find the author thinly veiled as a painter or photographer struggling to figure out his future. Platitudes is also a parody of experimental fiction. It's a comic novel about the clash between two black writers with different literary styles. Reviewing the novel for The Village Voice, critic Marcellus Blunt wrote, "If Alice Walker and Ishmael Reed got together to write a novel, it might read a bit like Platitudes."
Basically, it's a love story narrated by two different middle-aged writers, this failing and misogynistic male experimental writer, who I guess is sort of what I'm afraid I would have become if I hadn't sold this book and were still proofreading. And a very successful, not-to-be-named female writer, both black. And I guess the main difference is not only political, but it's stylistic, where she is what I call Afro-Baroque, very classically black in the sense that she talks about poverty and the South and bare feet. And he is very consciously modern, where he talks, his subjects are urban, and he's got a lot of lists and references to other works of fiction.
I'd like to have you read a passage from each of the two novels, the novel written by the male experimental writer and the female writer who you describe as Afro-Baroque in style. Why don't we start with the male writer and read, if you would read the opening of the novel he's writing.
Okay. Chapter 1. The digital alarm clock rolls little 7, 0, and 0 cards, white on black, over the 6, the 5, and the 9. Wah, off. Waffle-colored fingers have crawled from under both the regular and the fitted sheets, which have been detached from the bed, twisting around his waist between his legs. Earl's finger has pressed the white clock button in to free it to poke farther out. Light pours through the apartment window over the large chiffler leaves. It filters past the P-38 Mustang and the four-stage SD Saturn V rocket, one nose-diving, the other rising, but both from monofilament fishing line lashed to the curtain rod, and both stream red-dyed cotton ball flames. Quivering shadows dapple the room's far wall and Earl's collection of college pennants, and the large map of the world voodooed with red-headed pins through the heart of every city Earl will visit on his sabbatical from Caltech or MIT or someplace like that. He peels his face off the plastic mattress cover, a bumper sticker separating from its backing. "Earl," croons a too sweet voice from outside his door. "It's time to wake up. Okay."
Would you read us the opening that the feminist novelist... Is it fair to call her a feminist novelist?
Yeah, radical feminist novelist.
Okay. Would you read us the opening that she writes when she's offering her interpretation of how this novel should have been written?
Okay. Chapter 1. Rejoice. Earl awakened to a day as new and as fresh as Mama's hand-starched and sun-dried petticoat. A huge plain garment as large and as fresh-smelling as the revival tents that bloomed every summer along Route 49 in Lowndes County, Georgia. Yes, from out of those wide Baptist thighs, thighs that shook with the centuries of injustice and degradation, thighs that twitched with the hope of generations yet unplanted, thighs that quivered with the friction of jubilant bed-thumping and funky-smelling lovemaking, emerged Earl.
Did you feel caught between these two styles when you started writing yourself?
Yeah, I did. I'm not as sexist as Dwayne, and I'm not as, let's say, Afro-Baroque as Ishi. I grew up, of course, reading a lot more of... a lot more books written in Ishi style, and I loved them. Just now, I think we're getting to a point of diminishing returns. There's so many, too many authors, I think, who think this is the only way to write a book. Too many black authors, and there are a lot more different traditions that we can call upon.
Well, you're coming out of the tradition of being of a prosperous family living in New York. Did you get to a point where you felt that the Southern-based stories about people growing up in poverty just really wasn't exactly your story?
Well, I mean, it's strange because I didn't grow up in you know, I live now in the Upper West Side in a fancy apartment, you know, that was my parents, but I grew up in a working class Italian and Irish neighborhood in outside of New Haven, Connecticut, which is still very different from the rural South. So I did feel a little divorced from that, and I shouldn't have to feel guilty about being a third-generation Northerner.
One of the things that makes your novel fit into the experimental form is that you have all kinds of things collaged in, SAT exams, lyrics of songs, fragments of memories. I think I'm going to ask you to read some of that. Would you maybe read some of the SAT tests that you have included in there and explain what it's doing in there?
Sure. I wanted to put in what I call these pyrotechnics, any different type of writing I could think of, because it's a book about writing, but it's trying to be a funny book about writing and not a difficult-to-read experimental novel. So I just thought of everything written, from menus to lists to tests to questionnaires to screenplays. And one of them is this PSAT that the kids in the book are taking. And it's an experimental PSAT, so the questions are a little unusual. And here goes. Preliminary Scholastic Aptitude Test. Test booklet number DE101BR-H. Section 1, Verbal Relationships. Choose the words whose relationship most closely resembles the first cluster group conglomerate. Example, miscegenation is to crime as A, black is to beige, B, zebra to ape, C, Jane Russell to a sexy woman, D, jelly roll to gate mouth.
And the answer is?
The correct answer is C, because just as miscegenation used to be a crime, Jane Russell used to be a sexy woman.
I like that. Did you have fun coming up with these? I mean, these are not from real exams. We know that.
Yeah, I mean, I love doing this stuff. I was the editor of my college humor magazine at Stanford, and I just have always wanted to be, I guess, a stand-up comedian. So I tried to put in as many jokes as I could.
You had mentioned that you grew up in mostly white neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that ever made you feel uncomfortable, if growing up in a more white-oriented world made you feel like you had to prove your blackness more in any way.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it definitely screws you up and makes you a stranger in both worlds. In my elementary school, my sister and I were the only blacks not bused into school, so daily we'd be called nigger on one side and Oreo on the other.
Go ahead.
I think that's probably where my sense of humor comes from, just because I survived growing up like that.
Well, so many writers talk about growing up as outsiders. And therefore just observing everything around them.
That's definitely true. I think that's also why the book is so filled with different people's styles and why I think I'm an okay mimic of different people's styles.
What kind of response have you gotten to your novel from both from writers and from readers?
So, well, the people that come up to me and say anything have all said they liked it, but you know, they could just be being nice. You know, I haven't gotten any nasty letters from people. I've gotten some, you know, letters from strangers, which is strange. I didn't expect that, saying that they, other kids like me, let's say young black kids who grew up in white neighborhoods or who grew up mainly around white people but are still politically and diehard black, if that can be, have called me and or written me and said they didn't think that anyone else had grown up like them. So that's been nice.
I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It was great.
Trey Ellis's first novel, Platitudes, is published by Vintage. This is Fresh Air.